I was once lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He bowed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us, let us hear. And he will answer by and by. When you sometimes my path seems dreary without a ray of shade, and then another cup of heaven hide the day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the staring skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us, let us hear. Sometimes my path seems dread without a ray of shade, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us, let us. I may have doubt and fear, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us, let us, let us, let us hear him, and he will answer by and by. When you find and you will find a little talk with Jesus. Now let us, let us hear him. And he will, now when you will find a little talk with Jesus, make it right. And you will find a little talk with Jesus, make it right. And you will find a little talk with Jesus, make it right. And you will find a little talk with Jesus. You will find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Shout aloud, hallelujah. Shout a grateful hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Now open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord for preserving your life and for keeping you till this time. What a mighty God we serve, is able to do all things. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank Him from the bottom of your heart. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now pick a song of praises in your own mouth and sing it louder than anyone here to the glory of the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. The mighty man in battle. Amen. Raise up your two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Remember that the power of God is here to save, to heal, and to deliver to the uttermost. And believe the Lord for a wonderful touch of His power in your life here today. As many people as are believing God for that, let them do everything they have to do here tonight from the bottom of their heart. Again, sing another song of praises to the glory of the name of the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Amen. Now sing this loud and clear. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Open eyes to see Jesus, who is He there? Holy Ghost, do it again. Oh. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again. In my life, I open my eyes to see Jesus, who is seated upon the throne. And pass me now to gentle Savior. Am I humble? Why as thou art holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, 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 am I humble? Cry. Hallelujah. Wow. All as thou art holy, do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, am my humble cry. Hallelujah. All as thou art holy, do not pass me by. And I love is a great God. Hallelujah. Great God. our Lord. Oh yes, He's the great God. Hallelujah. Great King above all. God, we may have where they seem to be your. For me, He will be my God, holding closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day, where He will make a way. Sing it again. Loud and clear, God, we make our way where there seems to be no way. He walks where we cannot see. Yes, He will make our way for me. He will be my God. Only closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day, where He will make a way. He will make a way. I was lost, but Jesus found the sheep that went astray, found a sheep that went astray. But His loving one, His love, but His loving, hallelujah, puts me back in. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Complete in Him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Can you sing it loud and clear? Come. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Complete. Hallelujah. Come. Go on. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am completed. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Complete, complete, complete in Him. Hallelujah. Complete in Him. Thank you, Jesus. Three prayers I want you to pray before you sit down. They are not very kind prayers on the enemy, but they are prayers that are necessary at this kind of time of the year. Say, mirror of darkness, calling for my head. Can you shout this loud and clear? Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Let the mirrors of darkness calling for your head backfire now. Yes. Masikaya Boshendera Boko Senta. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, messenger of death, assigned against me, carry your message back to your sender. Sisters, can I hear you saying this? Is that the loudest the sisters can say that prayer? Carry your message. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. Call them, they command them to carry their message back to the senders. Aha, aha, aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Messenger of affliction, assigned against me, release your affliction on your sender. Sisters, can I hear you saying that? Brother, say the same thing loud and clear. Release. Everybody saying the same thing now. Everybody pray in the name of Jesus. Release your affliction on your sender. Paseka poya boshendera kapantia. Ribosoloko ya boshentela kayaba. Command them to release their affliction on their senders. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time like this. First of all, we thank you for preserving our lives. In this troublous year, you have kept us. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are gathered before your feet this evening. Open our understanding and open our hearts in the name of Jesus. Help us to enter into the coming year as a shining star. Lay your hands upon our lives, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In loud amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen very carefully tonight. As we move into another year by the grace of God, there are things the Lord wants us to pray and shake out of our lives in order to be able to confront that coming year. I look at what I call when you are programmed for the bottom. When you are programmed for the bottom. When you are programmed for the bottom. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, that book opens our eyes into some factors about the positioning of men. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 13. It says this, "And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them." There straightaway two positions are identified: the head and the tail. Above, bottom. Above, beneath. The head and the tail. Two positions announced. In life, there can only be four positions. There is the head, there is the middle, no pass, no fail, you just stay in the center. And there is the bottom. Then there is zero. Zero is for those who are dead. When you talk about head, the head is an important organ of the body. As a servant of God, I've seen so many things in my life. I've seen somebody with no legs, no two legs, no two hands. He was still living. I've seen somebody whose intestine had been taken out. He was still living. I even saw somebody whose throat has been removed. Can't talk. But yet he's still alive. But I'm yet to find somebody whose head has been taken off and the person is still living. Your head contains the brain, the nose, the mouth, the tongue, the ears, the eyes, and the teeth. It's like that head contains the computer that runs the whole body. And the head is always at the top. Therefore, God said there is a position called the head. But there's another one called the tail. The tail is closer to the anus. Closer to feces. Unlike the head that has defense like teeth. There is no teeth in the tail. The tail can be cut off an animal without any serious consequence. This is why some people are unjustly manipulated, thrown out of their jobs and nothing happens. So the fact that the Bible says, I shall make thee the head. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, shows that those two clear positions are available. Head, tail, above, beneath. But the program of God for our lives is to make us the head and also to be above. But the promise to make us the head and not the tail, the promise to put us above and not beneath, is completely conditional. So if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. All the houses in this world only belong to 15% of the people. And research has shown that if you take all the money in the world and distribute it equally to everybody, very, very soon the money will come back to the hand of 15% again. So it will appear as if there are some people that have been programmed for the bottom. When a person is programmed for the bottom, he will be experiencing bitterness. His life will be falling apart. He will always be a victim of anger. He will be demonstrating hatred towards others. All these are marks of the bottom. The person will be going from one sickness to the other, from one sickness to the other. The person will be talking and thinking about giving up, giving up, giving up. The person may even backslide completely from the faith. They are the kind of people who will say, well, nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about my problems. They are the kind of people who will say, well, everybody seems to be against me. They are the kind of people you give something to do, who will say, well, I'm worried that although you ask me to do this thing, I don't think anything will work out right. Some will say, well, I don't like what is happening to me, therefore, I won't do anything. Such people are very, very nervous. Therefore, it's good for us to consider the habits of those who are programmed for the bottom. program for the bottom. I'm going to take this habit one by one. It's your duty to now sit down, carry out an analysis, see what to pray into your life and what to pray out of it. When a person is programmed for the bottom, the first habit you will find in that person's life is that he will possess a losing attitude. Everything, he will look at it in a negative way. He will not know that the negative attitude determines the outcome of many of his or her situations. It is true that we may not be able to control what happens to us sometimes, but we can choose our response to whatever happens to us. That's why they say that it is the same sun that melts the candle that hardens the clay. It's the same sun that has shined upon them. When the person begins to say, I can't do it, it's not possible, he already possesses a losing attitude. He is programmed for the bottom. Are you like that? Are you always looking at the negative side of things? If you are sick, do you look at the negative side of that thing? Like, well, this one is going to kill. Is this always negative, negative, negative? Program for the bottom. The second habit of such people is that they are bad time manager. They don't know how to undo the time in their hands. They let the time control them. Sometimes the dividing line between success and failure is how you manage your time. They say fools waste money, but the greatest fools waste time. The third habit of those who are programmed for the bottom are those who stop growing. Check your life even as you are sitting down. Have you learned anything new this year? Or are you just the narrow-minded type? As a Christian, are you growing old in the Lord or are you growing up in the Lord? There is a difference between growing very old in the Lord, at least you have been in Christianity for a long time, you have come to church for a long time, and then growing up in Him. A person can stay long in a church and still remain a spiritual baby. Somebody may even be ordained as a pastor, but he's still a baby as far as heaven is concerned. The fourth habit of those who are programmed for the bottom, they are those who have no purpose in life. No purpose at all. That is why we keep preaching here every day, that those who are yet to marry, they should first of all identify their purpose before they start looking for a partner. Purpose before partner. So that you not go and marry somebody who will defeat your purpose. When a person has no purpose in life, it's already programmed for the bottom. The fifth habit of those who are programmed for the bottom is unwillingness to change and improve. Unwillingness to change and improve. Paul says, study to improve yourself, approve yourself. A servant that does not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The sixth habit of those who are programmed for the bottom is that they can't keep relationships with people. Fighting with their parents, fighting with their fiancé, fighting with their friends, fighting with the tenants. Don't get along with anybody. They are programmed for the bottom. The seventh mark of those who are programmed for the bottom, they are those who are not willing to pay the price for success. They are not willing to pay the price. They just want to attain success without suffering, without going through any school of affliction. They just want to get there. These kind of people will eventually land at the bottom. The eighth mark of those who are programmed for the bottom is that they are never contented. They live a discontented life. Being content means you have an inner peace no matter what your circumstances are. That's what we call contentment. Those programmed for the bottom, they are not content about how they look physically. That's why some people go to any length to repair their face, to repair their nose, to polish this, to panabit that. They say, hey, look at my big nose. Look at my big ears. Look at the gap in my teeth. Look at the gray in my hair. Look at me. Look at my back. They are programmed for the bottom. They are not contented. Those who are programmed for the bottom are never contented materially. They are never satisfied. The Bible says, having food and raiment, let us be contented. A lot of people are doing overtime and doing all kinds of things that is affecting their health, not because They don't have nobody because of discontentment. It is sad and tragic, but it is true that most people still believe that money brings happiness. Ah, no, it's a lie. It does not. Later you will find out that the rich also cry. So if you want to be at the top, discontentment should not be in your life. Number 9 habit of those who are programmed for the bottom, that they don't like to experience hardship or pain. They just want everything to go smooth, no attack, no controversy. They just want things to go on like that. And life does not work like this. And a lot of people, because of this, they go into places they should not go to. They do what they should not do. They talk to those they should not talk to. They enter to covenants they should not enter into. And this destroys their life completely. The next habit of those programmed for the bottom is that they are always getting worried. They have cultivated worry. Not knowing that worry is a total waste of time. Worry will give you something to do, but it will not get you anywhere. Jesus said you should not worry about anything, and I should cast all your cares on him, so that God himself will carry your luggage for you. Not you carrying the luggage and saying God should come and carry it again. The next habit of those who are programmed for the bottom is that they live in the past. One Sunday here, we ministered on breaking the power of yesterday. They live in the past. We call them rear mirror syndrome Christians. It's just back, back, back. They are looking always. The next habit of those programmed for the bottom is that they don't see their bodies as temple of God. Therefore, they misuse that body. They do all kinds of terrible things they should not do. They use their body in iniquities and sin that acts them completely caged. Then after they've done this, they start looking for a way of conducting deliverance on themselves. The last one that I want to mention that programs people for the bottom is when you do not recognize your weaknesses and deal with them. So not recognizing your weaknesses and dealing with them is something that will program a person for the bottom. The Almighty knows that everyone has weaknesses. But the trouble with the weakness is that one simple weakness can destroy you. Your refusal to recognize that weakness guarantees your destruction. When you fail to recognize your dominant weakness, it can give you 1,000 nights of sorrows. When you don't recognize your dominant weakness, it will schedule you for tragedy that you can avoid. That weakness in your life is like a living person, a living organism within you. You must identify it, break it out, and kill it. It is a force, a silent and deadly enemy. If ignored, it can wreck somebody's dream completely. It can sabotage all the good things that God has planned for your life. The greatest trouble with weaknesses is that weakness in your life is an entry point for demonic spirits. Look at the book of John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 26. John 13, 26. John 13, 26. Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly." Satan entered into Judas in the presence of Jesus because there was a weakness in his life. God, in his own mercy, will make every effort to reveal your own weaknesses to you. Jesus told Peter, said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan desires to have you, and he wants to sift you as wheat. But I pray for you that your faith fail not." Another trouble with these weaknesses is because every time there is a weakness in a life, the devil will assign somebody from hellfire to feed and strengthen that weakness. There was a weakness in the life of Samson. Delilah was brought from hellfire to go and strengthen and feed that weakness. So those weaknesses are not something you pamper or you just undo with kiddies gloves. That's your weakness as an agenda. The agenda is to take over the person's life and destroy it. The weakness in a person's life will bond you with the wrong people. Just like the weakness in the life of Samson bonded him with Delilah. The weakness in a person's life will separate him from the right people. And once you are separated from the right people, the person will be destroyed. That's why the easiest time to destroy a weakness is at the beginning stages. And the reason many Christians fall flat and you wonder why did they fall like this? It's because that even with some weaknesses in your life, God can still permit you to enjoy many victories. So don't take that as an opportunity to continue in the weaknesses. No. God is just long-suffering. He's giving you an opportunity to reach out for deliverance. If you overcome those weaknesses, it will give you an incredible key that will move you forward. Maybe your weakness is now in your own tongue. Maybe your weakness is in your own ears. Your weakness is in your stealing your tithe. Your weakness is in the kind of job you are doing. Your weakness is in your temper. You need to identify this living organism called weakness, bring it out and kill it. If you don't do that, the person remains at the bottom. The person may be at the top now, one way or the other. But if you don't deal with that weakness, very, very soon, it will bring the person down to the bottom. So the cry to everyone here this evening is loud and clear. That we must depart from every lowland, from every valley, and head for the mountains. You must issue a quick notice on all the foreign inhabitants, the strange children, and the troublesome giants that are walking about in the garden of your life. God has no second place for anyone. He has only one place for everyone. And that one place is the first and the best. But it is unfortunate that although God does not have second place for anyone, almost the entire humanity lives the second place life. The average man develops only 10% of his talent before he dies. God has a good plan for you. Do not settle for less. The child of a king is not meant to be feeding from the dustbin. When things go very, very rough, you should know that perhaps you are in the wrong place. In your journey of destiny, you are not where God wants you to be. The employer must not continue to be the employee. The bank owner must not continue to be the bank clerk. The controller must not continue to be controlled. The boss must not continue to be the messenger. The landlord must not continue to be a tenant. The spiritual giant must not continue to be a spiritual Lilliput. Do not be satisfied with where you are now. Make up your mind that as you are going for that next year, that you run away from every lowland. Because the second place is a loser. The lowland is a loser. This is the message the Lord said I should bring to your attention this evening. Perhaps the spirit of the bottom is already in your life. They say, and the Lord shall make thee head and not tail. You shall be above and never beneath. So if thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I am giving to you this day. That's what he says. What do you do to escape from being programmed into the bottom? Very quickly, because you want to go and pray, is to discover and determine where God is taking you. Know where he's taking you. You cannot find where you are going until you define it. Don't be like those who don't know where they're going. They just grab anything that comes. You cannot stumble through life without any aim. Many people don't like where they are, but they have never decided where they want to be. You want to be a preacher? You want to be a tailor? You want to be a businessman? You need to determine and discover it. Don't be like that brother who prayed, Father, show me what I should be doing. And anytime he prayed, he saw a pair of scissors. Instead of continuing the prayer, he said, Lord, this scissors, what is it for? He just said, scissors is scissors. Scissors is scissors. So that means I have to be a tailor. But he forgot that barbers still use scissors. He got into tailoring. And his journey to poverty started afresh.
So you're a sister's sisters. So you have to discover where God is taking you. Then you have this number two, you have to desire and pursue that goal. Desire and pursue that goal. All things come through desire. For that woman with the issue of blood, that desire was healing. For Caleb, he was saying, give me this mountain, give me this mountain. His desire was that mountain. For blind Bartimaeus, his desire was to see. For Anna, the desire was to have a child. You must vigorously pursue and have a strong desire to achieve the goal God has determined for you. Christians should be the best students in their classes. Christian students, therefore, should be 100 times more serious than their colleagues at school. It's an insult on your salvation to be failing the exam and to be repeating classes. You are at an advantage. You have the Holy Ghost. You are not distracted by sin. You can pray. The whole of heavenly artillery is behind you. So you cannot fail and should not fail. That's what the Bible says. The third key to escaping from this bottom life is to discipline yourself to achieve your goal. Discipline yourself. To be at the top in anything in life requires some level of discipline. Do not entangle yourself with spiritual nonentities. Be serious with your fellowship, attendance, prayer, Bible study. If you are working somewhere, be a good example in that place of work. Work harder than all the unbelievers. Be disciplined. The fourth key is the key of diligence and determination. Do not fall by the wayside. Be diligent. Be diligent. And the last key is to drive out the giants that are blocking your way. And this is where people have problems. You have to declare war against the giants trying to keep you out of your promised land and trespassing on your land. You have to decree and declare that enough is enough and deal with these giants. Beloved, like I said on Sunday, another year is coming. That gardener, the Lord said, you have kept this plant here for 3 years, but it's not bringing any fruit. He said, cut it down. Why is it wasting the land? The gardener begged. He said, sorry, sir. Let me give it 1 more year. I will put money on it, and I will see how it will do. So if after 1 year, it does not improve, you can cut it down. Many of us, this year that is about to end, could be the last 1 year God gave to you to achieve certain things. Many of us, it could be that he's giving you just 3 months more to achieve certain things. Before we say, okay, we have tried for this one. He's not doing what you want him to do. Cut him down. Let his position be declared vacant. Let another take his position. I want you to understand this, beloved, that there can be no vacuum in God's program. If you are supposed to do a particular thing and you did not do it, the Lord will not allow a vacuum to be in his program. He will bring a replacement. Those men spoke to Jesus. So forbid these children from shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. So if they keep quiet, these stones will speak. Those who replace them. I pray that you will not be replaced with stones. Tonight, there are some prayers to pray here. The Lord shall make the head. He says not the tail. Meaning that some people are already in the tail region. He says he shall put you above. He says never beneath. It means that some people, they are already at the bottom. Back to the book of Deuteronomy 28 again. Deuteronomy 28 again. This is a very serious matter. And you must understand this very well. Let's pick it from verse 12. Verse 12 said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in the season. And to bless all the work of thy hand. Say, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. Say, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. For there is a condition. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day to observe and to do them. Rise up on your feet now.
rise up on your feet. And all eyes closed. In case you are here in this meeting tonight, you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very, very quickly now by raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just find a way to the front here so that we can pray more with you. Right there where you are, I'd like you to talk to the Lord yourself. Our Father, any area in which I've allowed the enemy to program into the bottom, I ask for your forgiveness tonight. I want to occupy the position you want me to occupy. I want to leave the position of the tail and the bottom and be in the position you want me to be. Talk to the Lord yourself now. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet, please. The first thing I'd like you to do right now is to lay your right hand on your head. There are three prayers I want you to pray on that head. And if you love your destiny and yourself, pray it the way you have never prayed on this mountain before. Don't say, I don't think this concerns me. Every power, assigned to padlock my head. Please don't joke with these prayers. You may say, I don't think it concerns me. You better pray. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. I'm sure you can still say it better than that. In the name of Jesus, Pasekatenda Kaya Boshanta. Ribosopoda Kaya Boshentera Bakayaba. Yes. Decree by the decree of heaven. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I be silent? A chain is falling off from a head over there. Sister over there, there is a crown of darkness on your head unconsciously. Fire is burning that crown. Right there where you are. That's right. You can't wear a crown of darkness here. Yes, your head is on fire. Curses of demotion. Injured against my head. Pray! In the name of Jesus. Pray the curses. Masikate kaya boshente raba. Bodeke peteke ya boshende rabo kontalaka. Bantambo kasopokota. Rapalikata. Open your mouth, open your mouth. The power of God is here. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. So I fire back every arrow fired against my brain. Something is going to start happening now. Can you shout that loud and clear? I want you to be more aggressive than this. Masokapoya boshentera. I want you to be more aggressive than that. I want you to be more aggressive than that. In the name of Jesus. Yes, every arrow fired against my brain, I fire you back. Now, 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 now. Aha, 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 aha. Thou power of God, move. Move. Thou power of God, move. Aha, 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 aha. Bosekete lakaya boshentende kampa. Barriabo sotonde keyabo shente yaba. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. You may put your hand down from your head now. Let that be silence. Those three prayers we pray. The power of God is in operation now to cause those things to take place. That's right. As many people as are here tonight, and when you are a young person, some demonic people laid hands on your head, thereby burying your glory. Right there where you are, the power of God is falling upon you, and the yoke of the oppressor is broken completely. That's right. Yes. Yes. Aha. 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 You will shout this prayer with boiling anger. The more angry you are, the more violent you are, the better. Power of the tail over my life. Can you shout it with a wonderful shout? I want you to be very aggressive. In the name of Jesus, kill the power. In the name of Jesus, the power of the tail over my life. Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. Aha, aha. Continue, continue. I want you to be more aggressive. Yes. You the serpent of darkness. Loose your hood, 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 loose your hood. Mashika ribosoponde keyaboshenta. Ribosoponde keyaboshenta rabakala bokontanaba. Mana ribosopona kayaboshenta raba. Beketende keyaboshenta rabokolaba. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Power of the tail over my life. Break, 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 break. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence again. Yes. I have a word for somebody here. That even as this year remains a little bit to close, your miracle will come. Before the year runs to an end. Now shout this again loud and clear. And I will not stop you from this prayer until I see something happen. Every power that wants me to die in this condition. Please, don't negotiate this prayer with any power. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? I'm sure you can be more aggressive than that. I'm sure you can shout it even louder than that. You are a liar. Dead. In the name of Jesus. Yes, every power that wants you to die in this condition, they cannot succeed. They will not succeed. In the name of Jesus. Masopokoya boshende rabaka. Papala kapanta, banaka ponda kasepende ke yabo shanta, ribosaponde ke yabo shente yaba, makaya bo shente rabo koraba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes. Open your mouth and pray the second time. That's right. Pray it again. Pray it again. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Pray it again. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray it a third time. Masikata lakayaba.
Banarabosateka. Bushateka Kialikata. Makaponda Kese.
You receive.
Receive a touch of the power of God upon your body, your soul, and your spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Continue, continue, continue. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now,
you will mention your own name. I'm praying the way I'm going to pray now. Every power that says Daniel Olukoya will not lift his head. Can you say this with boiling anger? Make it a lot louder than that. Scatter! In the name of Jesus, they must be scattered. If you say, I will not lift my head, you are a liar. Scatter, 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 scatter. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here. Sisters, say this after me. By fire. By force. By thunder. I recover my stolen seat. Sisters, can I hear you saying this? Is that the loudest sisters can say it? Brothers, shout it with only anger. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, Paseka Tendaka, recover your stolen seat by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what he has done for you in this place here tonight. What a mighty God we serve. He's a glorious God. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. One more prayer before we go home now. Glory be to the name of Jesus. And raise your two hands to the heavenlies. Every tragedy left in this year, my life and the life of my family are not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, they're not your candidates. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree that any power that does not want you to sing your song of celebration, the power that is against your singing a new song, I command the power to be buried tonight. In the name of Jesus, I cover you and everything that is yours with the blood of Jesus. You will not enter into the wrong vehicle. You will not enter into the wrong house. You will not touch the wrong money. The power of God shall arise for your sake. And every wall of tragedy and sorrow shall crumble. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.